Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches. We left off in daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are about 12 lines before the end of the page, I would say. We were discussing Leitzanus and someone's Mislotzeitz and what that leads to, what the issues are with Leitzanus. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kala Mislotzeitz Nofa B'Gehenim. Anyone who's Mislotzeitz is going to end up in Gehenim. Shnemer Zedia here, Leit Shemo, Osa Be'Evra Zadon. Ve'in Evra El Gehenim. Evra is always a reference to Gehenim. Shnemer Yom Evra Hayom Ahu. Am Raboshia, Kol Hamis Yahir, Nofel Begehenim. Shema Zedia here, Leit Shema, also Be Evra Zadon, Vein Evra El Gehenim. Anyone who has arrogance is going to go to Gehenim. Shemer Yom Evra Yomahu, because the Pasuk again uses the word Evra in relation to the Mis Yahir, and we know that Evra is a reference to Gehenim. Amar Rabbi Chanilai Bar Chanilai. So right away that name jumps out at you. Chanilai Bar Chanilai. How did he get that name? Generally speaking, the Minhag of Ashkenazim, at least, so maybe that's how he got the name, is not to name after the living, and generally, but even among Sfardim, they name after grandparents, not the father. It's unusual that a father and son have the same exact name. So on the side, they change it to Tanchum. Am Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai. But anyway, Am Rabbi someone Bar Chanilai, Kalamislotzeitz, Gorim Kli. Anyone who's mislotzeit causes the world to be finished off, shenemar, to be destroyed in some way. Shenemar va'ata alta slotzu pen yachzuku masrechem ki kala v'nechrutz hashamati. Amar of Lazar, kasha hi shetchilas yisurin v'sofa kliya. It's very, very difficult because it starts out as yisurin, as suffering, and ends up with being destruction. Darash Rabbi Shimon Pazi, ashrei ha'isha shelo halach l'tartiyos l'karkasiyos shelo v'dikchavim. Fortunate is one who doesn't go to the theaters and the circuses and the stadiums of Ovdei Kochavim, ubederech hatayim lo amad zesh lo amad b'kinagyon, and b'derech hatayim lo amad is a reference to someone who doesn't stand at the kinagyon of Ovdei Kochavim, ubemoshav leitzim lo yashav shelo yashav b'tachbulos, and bemoshav leishim lo yashav is someone who's not there in the plannings of the celebrations for the Avodah Zarah, of the Avodah Zarah. Shema Yomer Adam. So a person might say to himself, okay, hol v'lo halachti l'tartiyos l'karkasiyos v'lo mabdi b'kinagyon elech l'zgar b'shina. Since I stayed away from all the Ovi Kochavim celebrations and all the different things that they do, so I might as well go and just sleep all day. Talmud Lomar u'b'taraso yege yomam v'layla. That's why the pasuk has to tell me, no, that's not the other option. U'b'taraso yege yomam v'layla. You're supposed to spend your time learning Torah. So that's an interesting, first of all, the Havamina, and the person might say that I should go and I should sleep all day. So that's the, is there really such a Havamina? But besides for that, the sleep is something that's very important, that a person gets a proper amount of sleep. But you notice the Lashon doesn't say that Shemar Tomar Eilich Lishon, that I should go to sleep. It says that I'm going to be Misgarib Shina, that I'm going to indulge in sleep. I'm going to sleep way more than I need to sleep. That's what the Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Ayin says, that sleep is one of those things that Rubo Kasha Umi Uto Yafa, that if you do a lot of it, it's not so good. If you do a little bit of it, then that's very good. It's very important to get a fair amount of sleep, but more than necessary, it just breeds laziness, and obviously a person doesn't accomplish very much in life if he's sleeping more than he has to. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Parak Vav Mishnah Hei, and when it lists off the things that Torah is nikneis behem, one of them is Miut Shina, is very little sleep. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parak Gimel Alach Yud Gimel writes that someone who wants to be zocha to the Keser Torah should be careful not to miss out on learning at night. He shouldn't think that nighttime is reserved only for sleep and he's going to miss out on learning at night. He shouldn't be oved even a single night with sleep. However, the Taz in Evin Ezer, Simon Chafei, Sivkat Nalef writes that there are some Talmidei Chachamim that barely ever sleep and they just learn and learn and learn. And other Talmidei Chachamim that get a good night's sleep, and in order to be able to have a clear mind, to be able to learn in a more effective way. And he says one might think that the former group is better than the latter group, and he says that's not so, because what the latter group can do in an hour, the former group would take 2 hours or 3 hours, because the clarity of mind is very critical when it comes to Talmud Torah. And he quotes a whole big drasha about this. He quotes Pesukim in Tehillim, where he darshins this idea from Psukim into Tehillim. So again, the emphasis that of all the Psukim seems to be that sleep is important. Too much sleep could be very, very problematic. So a person who's it's not enough to be sur meira and just sit and sleep all day, a person has to then engage himself in Talmud Torah. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim. Fortunate is the one who doesn't follow the atzas rishayim. Who's that a reference to? Zeh Avram Avinu shlo halach ba'atzas anshei dar haflaga sher rishayim hayu. That's a reference to Avram Avinu, who didn't follow the advice of the anshei dar haflaga, who were terrible rishayim. He stayed away from that whole mess. Shenemar havo nivna lanu ir. They said, let's come and build a city to go against God. When the pasuk says "b'derech hatayim lo amad," who's that a reference to? Shelo amad ba'amida Sodom shechatayim hayu. So Avram Avinu not following the midos of Sodom, not following the people of Sodom who were also sinners. Remember, v'anshei Sodom roim v'chatayim la'Hashem ma'od. So when the pasuk in Tehillim says that we don't follow the b'derech hatayim, it's a reference. Sodom is referred to as chatayim. U'b'moshav leitzim lo yashav, and the pasuk in Tehillim goes on and says, fortunate is the one who doesn't sit in the Moshav Leitzim. Who's that? Shel Yashav b'Moshav Anshei Plishtim Mimrei She Leitzanim Hayu. That fortunate is Avram Avinu that he didn't sit in the Moshav of the Anshei Plishtim, of the Plishtim who were called Leitzanim. Shenemar Vayhi B'Tov Livam Vayomer Kar L'Shimshon Vayisachik Lanu. As we see much later in history, that the Plishtim called when they captured Shimshon, they wanted Shimshon to come and entertain them. Vayisachik Lanu, let him dance in front of us, let him entertain us. So that was there you see the late sonos of the Plishtim. Now obviously that was many, many years later, but you see it's a national character of the people, and that's something that they probably had for a very long time earlier. Ashrei ish yireas Hashem. So asks the Gemara, pasuk says, fortunate is the man who has yiras shemaim, who fears Hashem. That's in the Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, much later on in Tehillim. So ask the Gemara, Ashrei Ish below Ashrei Isha. We only say Ashrei Ish and not Ashrei Isha. A woman is not fortunate if she's Yireas Hashem. A woman also should have Yir Shemayim. So says Gemara, Marav, Ashrei Misha also Tshuva Kishahu Ish. Fortunate is one who does Tshuva when he's still an Ish, meaning when he still has his strength. Rabbi Shuban Levi Amar, Ashrei Misha Misgabra al Yitzro Ki'ish. No, it means fortunate is someone who's able to overpower his Yitzhar Hara like an Ish. An Ish means someone, an Ish over here is being used as a term of strength, someone who has the power to overcome their Yitzhar Hara. So we're using the term Ish over here not in terms of man versus woman, but in terms of man versus wimp. Right, that Ashrei Ish, fortunate is the one who has the courage and the strength to accomplish these things, to do tshuva when they're very young, when they're still strong, or to overpower their Yetzer Hara. Tosos points out that the Diuk L'chora should have been made many lines earlier in the Gemara. We already quoted a pasuk Ashrei Ish, right? We already quoted a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, right? That we just spent a good deal of time darshaning Ashrei Ha'ish Ashelo Halach Bat. What? Ish, not Isha? The woman who doesn't follow the Atzas Rishayim and doesn't sit in the Moshav Leitzim, etc., is not fortunate, is not praiseworthy? So what does that mean? Ashrei Ish, we only ask it over here and not over there. So it says, Tosos, Avale'el Gabe Ashrei Ha'ish Lo Diekachi, the ish mashma lamute isha, the ha ish mashma lamute ish acher. When we say ish, the implication is man and not woman. So that bothers us over here. We're asking why man and not woman. In the very first pasuk in Tehillim, it's not ish, it's ha ish. The pasuk is ashrei ha ish. Ha ish implies this man and not another man. It does not imply man and not woman, and therefore it was not troubling to us. In the Anaf Yosef, he brings in the name of the Bina Le'itim a different teretz, where he says no, that you have to look at the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk at the beginning of Tehillim says Ashrei Ish, says fortunate is the one, praiseworthy is the one who doesn't follow the Atzus Rishon, the Derech HaTolim, the Moshav Leitzim. But what does he do? Kim betoras Hashem chevtzo. Over here, that was emphasizing Talmud Torah. Over here, what are we emphasizing? Yira Shemayim. So a woman's not chayevus in Talmud Torah. So we're not going to be bothered that it emphasizes a man as opposed to a woman when the context is Talmud Torah. We are bothered that it emphasizes a man and not a woman when the context is Yira Shemayim, because a woman certainly has to have Yira Shemayim. Now, obviously, we know Shulchan Aruch in Yardeh Siman Reish Mem Vav tells us in Sif Vav that Nashim are Chayavos to learn Dinim Shalahem, to learn their own Dinim. So they do have a partial mitzvah Lechora of Talmud Torah, and that's what the Magen Avram says in Siman Mem Zayin Sifkat Nidalid. Why is it that women are Mevarech Birchas HaTorah if they're not Chayiv in Talmud Torah? And he says because they are Chayiv to learn the Dinim that are Nogea to them. However, the Birkei Yosef explains that which they are chayavos to learn, the dinim that are nogea to them, it's not a chiyuv in Talmud Torah. It's a chiyuv in a hechsher mitzvah of following the halachos. That if you're going to ask them to follow the laws of kashrus, they need to learn the laws of kashrus. So that learning is not a chiyuv in the learning it's not a chiyuv of Talmud Torah per se. It might be a chiyuv, but it's not a chiyuv of Talmud Torah per se. It's a chiyuv of following the laws of kashrus. So that's what when the emphasis is on Talmud Torah, and that's how the Beis Halevi says famously also in his tshuvas, that when the emphasis is on Talmud Torah, women are not chayavos in Talmud Torah, even though, as it turns out, they may have to spend a lifetime learning, because there are so many dinim that are nogea to them, but it's not midin Talmud Torah, it's midin hechsher mitzvah of all the mitzvahs that they're chayavos to do. And then the Gemara had said that fortunate is the one, or praiseworthy is the one, Ashrei is the one who does tshuva when they're still young. So that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. It's good we're able to focus so much on Hilchos Tshuva in the last few days of Elul. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes in the second parak that if a person is lo shav ela b'yemezik nuso ube'eitz she'iyav sholalasos masha haya oseh, the Rambam says certainly the best tshuvas the best tshuva is when you do it when you have the same strength, the same vigor, the same ability, and the same yetzer hara that you had when you first did the avera. Because that's complete tshuva. When a person is in the same situation and he's able to overcome, and same situation doesn't just mean he's in the same place. It means that he has the same physical ability and the same desire for those averos, and he overcomes that. That's the greatest level of tshuva. But the Rambam is quick to point out that's not the only level of tshuva. It's still considered tshuva, and it's still a very valuable thing to do when a person does tshuva, even at an advanced age. B'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od, the Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Lazar b'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. A person should desire the mitzvos very much, the mitzvos, but not the schar mitzvos. What does that mean? V'ahenu d'tnan, that's along the lines of what it says in the Mishnah, Hu haya omer, al tiyu kavadim ha'misham shnes harav al manas l'kabal pras, we shouldn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the intention to get reward. We should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not with the intention to get reward, even without intending to get reward. It's interesting, I saw Menachem Kagan at Marv last night. He pointed out to me that if you look at the Dibur Maskel of Rashi, Rashi changes the words of the Gemara a little bit, changes the words of the Mishnah. The way we have it in the Gemara is that we shouldn't be Mishamish Yisrav Al Manas L'Kabal Pras, right? Ela Kav Rashi has al minas shelo lekabel pras, which is a very different implication. Shelo al minas lekabel pras means you do the avoda without thinking about reward, without it being something that bothers you. The implication of al minas shelo lekabel pras is that you should dafka want to do it for no reward. You want to do it without receiving any reward. Now the truth is, though, I pointed out to him that if you read the Rashi, the explanation that Rashi gives, because the Dibur Maskel might be changed, but the explanation matches the implication of our gear, so not the implication of that gear. So Rashi says, al minas shelo lekabel pras yehe libcha imo lomar. Afilu ain't sofi lekabel schar oev ani asbori v'chavetz b'mitzvosav. Not that I dafka don't want reward, but even if I were not to get rewarded, I still want to do the ratzon Hashem, and that's of course the highest level. The highest level is for a person to be oved Hashem because to do tov because it is tov, to do good because it is good, and that is reward enough without hoping for anything more. That's what the Rambam explains in the Akdama to the Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam says that the rewards that are told to us in the Torah are really, it's mashal ma'adover doma, when you have a child who you want the child to do the right thing, you want the child to you want to encourage the child to learn or to do mitzvahs, so you give him a lollipop. So is it so the child thinks that it's worth it because he gets the lollipop, but we understand that it's that it's much more, that it's just an important thing for him to do, to have midos or to learn or whatever, even without the lollipop is just what we hold in front of him. Now we can't fathom this, but the mitzvahs that we do are important in their own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the lollipop by telling us, yeah, you're going to have Arichus Yamim, and you're going to have Bracha and Osher or whatever. That's just a big fat lollipop. But that's not really what makes it good. What makes it good is that it's the Ratzon Hashem, and that in itself is the highest reward. Right? Just like the child doesn't realize that growing up to be a Baal Midos, and to be a Talmud Chacham, to be a caring person, that's really the greatest reward, to actually live a life like that. But so we also have to realize that's true by all mitzvahs as well. If you look at Tosfos al Menas LeKabel Pras, so Tosfos points out Pirush B'Toheh Im Lo Tavo She'ilaso, that it's not a problem to want to receive reward. Tosfos says the problem is it's only a problem to regret doing mitzvahs if we don't receive reward. Meaning to regret doing mitzvahs if we don't receive what we were hoping for. K'mo she'osin Ovdei Kochavim, like the Ovdei Kochavim do. Meaning if you say, I'm going to do this, someone is Rachman Tzlan, if someone is sick, and you say, I'm going to do these mitzvahs, I'm going to ask that the person gets a Refuah Shleima. And then if the person, Rachman Tzlan, is not Zochet to the Refuah Shleima, what are we going to say? Okay, well, I did the mitzvahs, hopefully the Ribbono Shel Olam should apply that schar somewhere else. It was still worth it to do those mitzvahs. Or is a person going to say, ah, what did I commit to doing that for? Why did I commit to not speaking Lashon Hara? I had so much juicy Lashon Hara I could have spoken. So if a person is toa, if a person regrets, that's the problematic way. Avalameno toa, dami lahadam rin parakamadu abasra. If you don't regret it, then it's really a very good thing. Parakamadu psachim brashana, the Gemara says in several places that if a person says, I'm giving this tzedakah al menas sheyichya b'nei, al menas that my son should have a refuah shleima, harei zeh tzadik gamur. So the Gemara doesn't just say that it's okay, you're allowed to do it. Harei zeh tzadik gamur, that's the highest level of tzedakah. You're tzadik gamur in the mitzvah of tzedakah. So apparently you're allowed to be al menas lekabel pras on the level of, as long as if what I hope for doesn't happen, I'm still not going to regret having done this mitzvah. So that's how Tosfos points out, just to make our Gemara fit with all these other Gemaras in Shas. In the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, in the Kasher Glover Gons Tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Beis, he writes that the Ger Rebbe asked the following. He said, if you look at Rashi over here, I'm on the wrong line of Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter. So says the Gemara, Kim B'Torah Hashem Chefso, Amar Rebbe, Ein Adam Lomei Torah, Ela Mimakom Shelibo Chafetz. A person will only learn Torah from the place where his heart desires. Shnemar Kim B'Torah Hashem Chefso. Because the Pasuk says, B'Torah Hashem Chefso. They have to desire the Torah Hashem in order to be successful in learning Torah. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Mimakom Shelibo Chafetz, Lo Yishana Lo Rabbo, Ela Masecha Shu Mevakeh Shemenu. That the Rebbe is responsible to teach what the Talmidim ask for, the Masech that the Talmidim want to learn. Because if you try to teach the Talmidim a different Masechta, it's not going to work. Their heart is going to be in the Masechta that they want to learn. So it's a din in the Rebbe. Why does Rashi say that? Probably because a person doesn't need to be told to learn when they're learning on their own. They don't need to be told to learn what they want to learn. Obviously, they're going to learn what they want to learn anyway. But if you're part of a program, you're part of a yeshiva, and there's a Rebbe, so that's a chiyuv on the Rebbe to teach the Talmidim what he wants to learn. So that's where in the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Glover Gaon, Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Beis, he says that the Ger Rebbe asked him on this Rashi, that there's a Gemara Maseches BaMetzia Daf Tzadi Zayin, where the Gemara says that a Rav, a Rebbe, is able to learn wherever he wants to learn, whatever Masechta he wants to learn, even if his Talmidim want to learn a different Masechta, meaning the Talmidim need to conform with what the Rebbe says. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Atun she'iltun li di'ilu ana matzi l'shtamute l'chu mi Masechta l'Masechta. Rava says, if I wanted, I could bring you from one Masechta to another Masechta, I could bring you to whatever Masechta I want to learn. Atun lo matzi l'shtamute, but you Talmidim, you can't get me to learn something that I don't want to learn. And Rashi explains, that's exactly what it means, that the Rebbe's in charge. marriage. So the Kashuk Lover said that he told the Ger Rebbe that that's why Rashi says shelo tishkach mimeni, that it shouldn't be forgotten from me. Meaning, when is the Rebbe in control? When he's concerned shelo tishkach mimeni, that he's going to forget otherwise the other mesechta. Sounds like if the Rebbe is not concerned about forgetting the other mesechta, about losing that other mesechta from his base of knowledge, then the Talmidim are in control. It's only if the Rebbe is concerned that as a Talmud Chacham, that he's not going to be well-rounded anymore, only then can the Talmidim take control, can the Talmidim be in charge. Okay, says the Gemara, Levi and Rabbi Shimon Rebbe Yasi Kamei the Rebbe Kapaski Sidra. Levi and Rabbi Shimon Rebbe were sitting in front of Rebbe, and they were learning Tanakh, Salik Sifra, so they finished the Sefer. Levi Amar Leishlon Mishlei, so they were time to learn the next Sefer. So Levi said, let's learn Mishlei next. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Amar Leishlon Tehillim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi said, let's learn Tehillim next. Kafi Levi, right? A yeshiva learning Tehillim. Can you imagine such a thing? A yeshiva learning Mishlei or Tehillim. So Kafi Levi Vayisat Tehillim. So they forced Levi and they brought it to Tehillim. Kimatu Acha Kim B'Toras Hashem Cheft. So then they got to the Pasukim Tehillim that says Kim B'Toras Hashem Cheft. So Parish Rabbi Va'Amar Ein Adam Lamei Torah L'Makom Shliva Chafetz. Rabbi said, look, that pasuk means that a person only really learns what his heart desires. Amar Levi. So Levi piped up. Rabbi Nasat Alan Rishos Lamod. I don't have to come to shir anymore. This wasn't my request. I requested Mishlei. So now you're telling me in Tehillim that I only have to learn that I'm only going to learn anyway what my heart desires. That's a great exemption. I can cut class for the rest of the year. Fine. Amar Rav Avdimi, I don't think he did. He's just saying that logically he could have. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Kalosik B'Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu Oslo Chafetzav. Anyone who learns Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu does his desires for him, will fulfill his wants. Shnei Markim B'Torah Hashem Chafetzav. Amar Rav Liolam Yilman Adam Torah B'Makom Shalim. A person should learn Torah where he wants to. Shneimar, meaning he should learn those areas of Torah that interest him the most. Shneimar kiim b'Torah Hashem chefzo. V'amar Rava b'tchila nikreis al shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'busof nikreis al shmo. Initially, it's called by the shem of Hashem. The Torah that you learn is called Hashem's Torah, but ultimately, it's going to be called your own Torah. Shneimar b'Torah Hashem chefzo. When you learn Torah that interests you, originally it's external to you. It's something that's the Torah Hashem, but ultimately it becomes yours as well. That's interesting because we have something else that's like that as well. The Gemara at the end of Masechta Sukkah says that the Yetzer Hara is exactly like that as well. That initially the Yetzer Hara is something that's external to you, something that's an external force that tries to seduce you. Ultimately, the Pasuk says Bikirbo. The Yetzer Hara is something that becomes a part of you, becomes inside of you. And that's why they're mirrors of each other, the Yetzer Hara and the Torah. Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, Barak Lo Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara because the Torah works very often in the same ways as the Yetzer Hara. It starts out as something external and then it becomes a part of who we are. The Amar Rav Yolam Yolam Liradim Torah V'Achar Kach Yegeh. Shem R'Betoras Hashem V'Hadar B'Toras O Yegeh. That first the person should just learn what it says and then focus on what it means and the depth of Torah. But at first you need to just go through it. You need to see the base of information. Rashi says, Ya'ayin b'talmudo lidmos milsa l'milsa. When we say yehege, we mean to learn bi'iyun and to start comparing different sugyas to each other. Lahakshos v'latareitz tes kashos givterutzim u'brishono lo yasakein. But initially when you learn, you shouldn't learn like that. Shami yevatel, because it's going to come out. You see this in yeshivas all the time. A guy sits there on a daf beis for a month, and he's asking all sorts of kashas, and if he'd learned Daf Gimel, he'd see that the kashas aren't kashas, that the Gemara itself deals with it. And besides, you also have to realize that you have a finite amount of time to be able to learn all the information that's out there. You could do the analysis later on, you're not always going to have a Rebbe. And Rashi says, plus, you're not going to know what you're talking about until you have a wide base of information. And you'll see that many of your kashas, you'll be able to answer very, very easily if you just know a little bit more. That first you have to just develop the information, just know the information, and then you could start cutting it up and really analyzing. A person should always learn, even if he finds that he forgets everything that he learns, and even if he doesn't even understand what he's learning. So what does that mean? Even if you don't understand what you're learning, is there value in taking out an edition of Talmud Bavli or Talmud Yerushalmi for that matter and just reading the words without having any clue what I'm talking about? So Rashi says, "Lo yada mai ka'amar she'in rabbi yodei lefarish loklum," that the Rebbe doesn't understand enough to be able to explain to you when you have kashas. That's what it means. Not that you literally can't even understand the pasuk pshat, don't even understand what the words mean. The Magen Avraham writes, if someone is kari mishnayos, Magen Avraham in Siman Nun, someone reads mishnayos ve'eino mevin and he has no havana of what he's reading, that's not called Talmud Torah. So the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha quotes that the Binas Yisaschar writes in the name of his father that he disagrees with the Magen Avraham, because our Gemara says even if you don't know what you're talking about, that's valuable. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes that it depends what you're learning. When it comes to Chumash, so then even if you don't have any clue what you're reading, you're just reading the words, that itself has value. When it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, though, the words themselves have no value. It's the ideas and the concepts that have value in Torah Shebal Peh. The words themselves, these aren't the words of Torah Shebal Peh per se. It's the ideas that are couched in these terms, in this terminology. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his introduction to Amos Liakov that might be a difference between Chumash on the one hand versus Nevi'im and Ksuvim on the other hand. The Navi got a vision, and he put his vision into his own words. So the vision is what's critical. The words were the Navi's own words. That was man-made. But the Chumash, each word for word, was God-made, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, each word itself is valuable, even if you have no Havana of what it is. Rabbi Yaakov suggests that's why we do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum, as if to say, I'm going to read it once without Targum, without understanding what in the world I'm reading. And that's one level of Talmud Torah. And then I'm going to go on a deeper level of Talmud Torah and read a second time with Targum, and that's going to be a higher Kiyum of Talmud Torah. But that's to emphasize that when it comes to Mikra, when it comes to Chumash at least, there are these two levels of Talmud Torah. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following Sira, Ksiv Al-Gapi, besides for the fact that very often when you think you're not going to understand anything, you pick up a nugget here, a nugget there, and ultimately you start picking up more and more because the person gets trained to learn how to sit in a Shira and listen to a Shira in Torah, or how to sit down with the Daf Gemara and be able to, so even if you understand very little, so the question is whether it's a formal kiyum of Talmud Torah when you sit and learn and you don't understand. The question is not whether it's a worthwhile endeavor. It's certainly a worthwhile endeavor because it's like anything. You sit down your first day in calculus class, you have no idea what's going on, but eventually you get there. Eventually, the more you work at it, eventually you get to such an understanding. It takes work sometimes. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following stira, Ksiv al gapiu, Ksiv al kisei. It says on my footstool and it says on my throne. Betchil al gapiu, Sof al kisei. First on the footstool and then on the throne. Ksiv barosh merom, Ksiv al ederech. So again, Betchil al barosh meromim, Ubesof al ederech. Meaning that we're talking about these psukim are about Torah. That the Torah says that it says that the Torah is first like on the footstool and then on the kisei. Meaning that you work to the point where it becomes something that's right next to you, that's on the throne. Okay, the Ula Rami, Ksiv Shasa Mayim Mi Borach, that it says, I will drink water from your bor, right? Rashi says, Mayim Uchunasin Vesof and Kalim, that we're talking about gathered water that eventually will run out. Uksiv knows the Mitoch Be'erech, but then it also describes Torah as flowing water from a Be'er, which never runs out, it always regenerates itself. So, B'tchila Shasa Mi Borach, Ubesof knows the Mitoch Be'erech. At first, when a person learns Torah, he's very limited, but ultimately, it becomes a Mayim Amizgah. It becomes something that just adds on and flows. Amrav, Amrav, Schora, Amrav, Huna. May dechsiv, hon mehevli, may eit, v'kovitz al yad yarbeh, im osa adam torasa, chavilos, mis may eit. If a person tries to learn bundles and bundles of Torah without chazering, and without trying to without being able to remember any of it, so then the Torah that he's actually left with is going to be very minimal. Vim kovitz al yad yarbeh, but if he takes enough at a time that he's able to remember, so then he's going to, even though it seems very slow, because what am I doing already today? Did one Mishnah today, another Mishnah tomorrow? It seems that what's one Mishnah? But it really adds up. Of course, we don't realize how long a year is and how long a decade is and how long. So sometimes you learn a daf a week, sometimes in, whatever, and it adds up. And then you find you're making siyumim and you're making. So it adds up. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban Laham Milsa Va'Avriela. The rabbis are aware of this, but they violate this all the time. It's just so enticing to want to do the next stuff and the next stuff. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak Anav Avidita V'Kayim B'Yadi. Well, I do it and I'm okay. It sort of works for me. I still remember the Torah. So says Tosfos Anav Vidita B'Dalas Pirush Asise that I've done that. Umash Shalomar Kiyamtia Shein Lashon Kiyum Shayachal B'Dvar Mitzvah. He says he doesn't use the Lashon of Kiyum. I was Mekayim this because Kiyum is only by a Dvar Mitzvah. Ki Eidus Of Pam Madlik and Gabi Yisartem Ravtem Madlik Asaner V'Kamar Ditzarich L'Memrinu B'Nichusa. The Gemara over there says what you're supposed to say before you leave the house on Erev Shabbos. You remind your wife, take the Meiser, make the Erev, Hadliku Asaner, light the candles, and you have to say it in a very gentle tone. Ki Eich Dilik B'Lumine, so that she will be willing to accept it from you. V'Kamar Anolo Shamanu V'Kiyam Tia. And he said, I never heard that advice of the Chachamim, but I fulfilled it anyway, because I had the common sense to know that you don't yell at your wife, that you say in a nice tone. So misvara, v'kiyamtia misvara. So the lashon of kiyamtia is because that's a kiyum mitzvah. V'yesh karsim avartia bereish. V'loni hira dimkin bal listor l'spar sha'avra al devir chamim. Question is, what does that mean? Ana vidite, I did it, meaning I went slowly, little by little, and that's why I know so much Torah? Or ana avartia, I violated what the Chacham said, and I just went daf achar daf, and I just went quickly and quickly, and it worked for me. So Tosfos says it's illogical to say the second way. He's showing off that he didn't follow the advice of the Chachamim, and that he seems to be okay anyway. Not logical that that's what he's doing. Amar Rav Shizvi Mishmei Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Maidichsev lo yachroch rumiyat zido. What does it mean? Lo yichya lo yarich yamim tzayet haramai. So it means that if a person tries to trick other people into showing how smart he is by trying to cover a lot of ground really quickly and then quickly repeating it over to make it look that he's really smart, but he doesn't retain any of it, that's not a good thing. Rav Sheshet said Tzayed HaRamai Yachroch. And Rav Sheshet said that Tzayed HaRamai is Yachroch. What does that mean, Yachroch? That is someone who learns little by little and chazes it over a lot until it's fluent in his mouth, and then he's chazed. That such a person is going to have his learning last. Meaning he says it's a lashon of tmiya. V'chilo yachroch mishatzido remia. Is it not going to work for someone who's not going to ultimately get burned? The person who tries to trick other people but isn't really fluent in his learning because he hasn't spent enough time reviewing. When a person traps birds, you trap a bird, you need to break its wings right away in order to be able to get the next bird. If you don't break the wings of the first bird, then it's just going to fly away. You're going to keep on trapping, you're not going to end up with any birds. If you don't break the wings, then the birds aren't going to stay there. Not like a planted tree. Anyone who learns Torah from only one Rebbe is not going to see a siman bracha in his learning. So Rav Chisda was saying shir to his talmidim, and he said, you know, I want to say over something in shir, but I'm afraid if I say it, I'm not going to have a shir left. Everyone's just going to walk out. So kol alomei Torah. And what I wanted to say is that anyone who learns Torah meirav echad ein ara siman bracha liyalim is never going to see a siman bracha in their learning. You need to have a little bit of variety. I think in Valajan they say that they used to make was it in Valashin or one of the big yeshivas? They used to make everyone switch shiurim every 6 months. You weren't allowed to stay in the same shiur for more than 6 months. You had to experience different styles of learning, different types of shiurim. Shavku v'azul kamei de Rava. So they left him. They taka did leave him, and they went to go learn by Rava. Amalu hanimi lisvara alv gemara mirav echorad. He said, look, that's when it comes to iyun analysis logic. So you should see the ways that different people think. But when it comes to just knowing what it says, so that's better to get from one Rebbe who has one Masora, that way you won't have contradictions, you'll have one very clear Masora. Ki hechi delo liflug lishni, so that you won't have contradicting lishonos. A person should split up his years, one third learning Mikra, learning Tanakh, one third learning Mishnah, and one third learning Gemara. So ask the Gemara, Miyad the Inish Kamachai. Well, if I knew exactly how long I was going to live, that would be very easy. If I knew I was going to live to Me'eva Esrim, so I would spend the first 40 years of my life with Mikra, the next 40 years with Mishnah, the next 40 years with Talmud. Problem is, what if a person dies at the age of 80, then it turns out he never got to Talmud. So how can you do that? So Ki Kamrin B'Yomi says the Gemara, no, it means means by days. What does it mean by days? So Rashi says it means take each week, spend 2 days with Mikra, 2 days with Mishnah, 2 days with Talmud, I guess 1 day reviewing everything, and that's Yomi. So says Tosfos that the Lashon of Yomi forced Rashi to say that, but he says still the Gemara could have pressed further and said, do you know what day of the week you're going to die on? What if you die on a Wednesday? Then you missed out on the Talmud of that week. You only learned Mikra and Mishnah that week. So why didn't the Gemara press further? So he says, "Lekach nir liyomi b'kol yom," that each day you should do a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Talmud, and that's why it's built into our davening every morning. We say the psukim of the Talmud and the Mishnah of Ezehu Mekoban and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel every single day, first thing. That's right after Birchas Torah. So we say Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud right off the bat, and then we have the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in a couple of places in Shas that nowadays we only learn Talmud Bavli and we sort of pretty much ignore everything else in yeshivas. We ignore Tanakh and we ignore Mishnayos. Why do we do that? He says, because Talmud Bavli is not just Talmud. Talmud Bavli is a very unique book. It encapsulates and includes so many psukim, so many Mishnayos, that on one page of Talmud Bavli, you have Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So by learning Talmud Bavli, we're mekayim the Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud elements of our schedules. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, that's true in terms of the chiyuv to learn a little bit of everything each day, but there's also a different chiyuv to know Kol HaTorah Kula. You learn Talmud Bavli, you're not going to know Tanakh. You will have seen certain psukim, you will have seen certain mishnayos. You're not going to know Maseches, you know, Kalim when you learn Talmud Bavli. You have to know everything also, so you have to go through everything else also. Ashrei Pir Yitein Beito, Amar Rava, Pir Yitein Beito, V'lo Lo Yibol. That if a person is Kovei Yitim LaTorah, Rashi says, that's what Pir Yitein Beito means, then the leaves of the Torah are not going to wither. Tosla says that it means that near the fire shall Rabbeinu Elchanan hara'a, that it means giving a psak halacha. V'imlav al halomid v'al malamid aleim akasav omer lo kein harishoyim kiim v'gomer. And if not, then bad things are said about a person who is not kovei itam l'torah. Am Rabbi Abba, am Rav Huna, am Rav. Ma'idich siv ki rabim chalolim ipila. What does it mean that many have fallen by the sword? Zet talmid shlo yelo ra'a mora. That's referring to a talmid who's not yet ready to paskan halachas, but gives it a shot anyway. But equally tragic is the one who's able to paskin alachos and shies away from it. V'ad kama, at what point is a person ready? Ad mem shnin, when a person is 40 years old, that's when he's really ready to paskin. Frakling maravar Rava Ori, but Rava paskin alachos and he only lived 40 years, so he obviously paskin before he was 40. So hasam b'shavin. Now that's because he was the greatest person in the community, he was the biggest Talmud Chacham there, so he had to paskin. But if there's someone else that's a bigger Talmud Chacham, that's older, then you have to go to the guy who's over 40. V'lo lo yibol, amar avach barada amar av, v'amri la amar avach baraba amar rav amnun amar av, shafilu sikha shlum shal tamil chamit shlichun limut shenemar v'lo lo yibol. V'lo lo yibol teaches us that even a Talmud Chacham's conversation, even when he's not talking and learning, even that requires limut. The way a Talmud Chacham speaks requires limut. Rav Chaim V'lajner understood that means that even a havamina of a shir, Talmud Chacham saying a shir, even a havamina that he ultimately rejects, but you can see about how he learns, right? Because after all, this whole Gemara is about derech halimud, so it fits. The kolash yasi yatzliach. Amr b'shuv ben Levi. Davrze akasav b'torah v'shani b'nevim u'mshulush b'tzuvim. This is an idea that appears in all three branches of Torah shebichsav. Kala osik b'torah nechasav matzliach lo. If a person is osik in Torah, he will be successful. Financially, kasav b'torah d'chsev u'shmartim estivrei abris hazos v'asisim osam leman taskilu es hakol asher tasun shanu b'neviim d'chsev lo yomer sefer haTorah zemi picha v'igisav b'yomem v'layla leman tishmor lasos k'kol hakasavo ki oz tatzliach es tarkecha v'oz taskil, that will have atzlacha when we learn Torah, and meshulish b'ksuvim d'chsev kiim b'toras Hashem cheftzo u'b'toraso yege yomem v'layla v'haya ke'etz shasul al palgei mayim asher pirio yitin b'ito. That if a person is committed to Talmud Torah and he's kavei itim l'Torah, kol asher yaseh yatzliach will be matzliach in all that he does, even in his business dealings. Machmas Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri went around announcing, "Man ba'ichai, man ba'ichai. Who wants life? Who wants life?" Meaning, he went around in the town asking, "Who wants life?" So everyone gathered together by him to try to claim life. Amri lei havlan chayre, said, "Give us life." So Amr Luhu, he said to them, "Okay, There's a pasuk, Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, who's the one that wants life? The advice is, guard your tongue from speaking bad. Shema Yomar Adam, lest the person say, Natsarti Lashoni Mira, Vesfasai Midabir Mirma, Elech Vesgar Vashina. Again, how we started the daf, lest the person say, okay, I'll stay away from all speaking bad and from saying bad things, from doing all sorts of things, and instead I'll just indulge in sleep. I'll sleep all day. That will be my plan B. Tamalomar Surmi Rava Seitov. That's why it says Surmi Rava Seitov, that a person that's not good enough to just turn away from the bad, we have to do Tov, and Tov is a reference to Torah. Shnemar Kilakach Tov Nasati Lechem Torasi Al Ta'azovu. Lekach Tov, what's the Lekach Tov? It is Torah. This is the idea that people often think that in order to avoid speaking Lashon Hara, they have to become mute. They're not allowed to speak at all. They say the Chafetz Chaim was a very talkative person. It's no milah, it's no kunz to not speak Lashon Hara if you don't speak. Right, if it's a person who speaks and is very conversational, that's where you have a milah, that's where it's a kunz to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. Of course, we're familiar that the Medrash has a totally different version of the story, that it wasn't a Rebbe, it was a Rochel, who Rochel that was Maksirin by Yaros, and the message over there is that even a Rochel makes his living by speaking to people, a salesman, he makes his living by speaking to people, by being conversational. If he could teach such a lesson, that's valuable, that he, even he, though he speaks so much, he understands that it's possible to speak a lot and still avoid Lashon Hara. Okay, we should fill our mouths with Torah. That's the message. We'll pick up from two dots tomorrow.